This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour here of the live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget you can join us online anytime you want and get interactive on the front page of the site over at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there. What you see is a Reddit-based site. So we've kind of integrated Reddit with our front page. And there's a lot more to the site than just the front page. But right there on the front page, you get to submit what you want. And then other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike your submission. You also get to vote on what you see there. And then we might just use some of those submissions on the radio. Of course, best way to get your ideas on the radio is to call us up toll-free, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Well, we'd actually intended to talk about this meth mayor. Mayor of Fairfax, Virginia, has been arrested in Buster, alleging that he gave methamphetamine to an undercover detective in exchange for a sexual encounter. We'll get into that if we get the chance. Your calls come first here, and that's what we've been loaded up with so far tonight, talking about sort of general ideas of liberty and answering some good objections.
And based on what I've seen, I know you said that there's an interim mayor, but it does not appear that the mayor that got busted in that meth for sex thing has actually resigned.
Oh, interesting. All right, let's go to Jared. He's in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Jared. Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Sorry, I guess I haven't been listening to the whole show. So I didn't realize that you guys were wanting to talk about the mayor. I was listening and I heard you talking to another caller about libertarianism and an idea that you thought it was immoral to force other people to do things. Is that right?
Yes. Generally, that's something I think is absolutely true, unless, of course, you know, the force is in response to force already used. So it's really the initiation of force,
yes.
that is wrong, just to be clear. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I guess it just seemed kind of a naive idea. I mean, like...
Naive, okay. Uh-oh. I'll tell you what, Jared, I really want to hear what you have to say, but unfortunately you may be in a bad cell at the moment. Perhaps it has cleared up. Are you still with us? You know what? I really wanted to hear why it was naive. If there's some sort of technical issue, you're welcome to call back on Free Talk Live. Normally our rule is only one phone call per night here, but if it's, you know, bad cell or something like that, that obviously wasn't your fault. So I would really love to hear why the idea is naive. I don't want to really speculate on what he was going to say because it could have been a few different things.
Right.
So please, feel free. Maybe you can make his point as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Is it naive to be against the idea of the use of initiatory force? Again, not defensive force. You can still use, under the ideas of libertarianism, you can still use force to defend your own self from attack or your loved ones from attack. But you can't use force to, let's say, even if your goal is... a worthy one. Even if you're trying to help the poor or you're trying to help some old lady get a hospital operation or something like that, it's still not okay to go and put a gun in someone's face or threaten to put a gun in someone's face in order to get them to fund something. If it's a good idea, and I think helping the downtrodden is a good idea and helping the sick is a good idea, if it's a good idea, you don't need to use force. You can just ask people to help. And you know what? They're going to help because people are generous, especially when they have more of their own money that they get to keep because they're not being taxed to death by the state. They can be more generous. But we've already seen that even in today's world where we are taxed significantly, when some sort of tragedy strikes, whether it's a home burning down in your area or something international like the tsunami.
Tsunamis or earthquakes. I always, whenever there's a tsunami somewhere in Asia or an earthquake or a hurricane, you always wind up seeing this outpouring of support
from around the globe.
And then you wind up hearing, you know, Red Cross or whatever, what other organization winds up getting an influx to where they will wind up telling people, stop donating, we have too much stuff, we don't know what to do with all of it.
Yeah, the generosity of people in general, overall. Now, there's some skinflints out there, of course. There's the guy, you know, at the end of the street that doesn't want any kids on his lawn, and, you know, he doesn't want to give anybody any money for any charities. But overall, the generosity of human beings is very renowned. I mean, it's pretty clear that we're willing to help even total strangers, even people that we don't know or have never even seen, which is one of the more interesting things. I mean, it's one thing when you get the news story about somebody's home burning down in your town. There's a chance you might know them or your friends might know them. Or at the very least, you know, they feel like your neighbors. But somebody halfway across the world who's a victim of a tsunami in a very poor country, you've probably never been there. You probably don't know anyone who lives there who's been affected by it. But that doesn't mean you won't reach out to assist in whatever way you possibly can. Because the humans, most of them, those who aren't sociopaths and psychopaths, and that's most of us, the sociopaths and psychopaths tend to work for the government as politicians and other bureaucrats. But most people have the ability to empathize, which means to put yourself in the shoes of another human being. I don't want to be homeless, so I'm willing to, you know, help the homeless here in the Keene area. I don't want to be, you know, have my house washed away by a tsunami. So, you know, it's okay to reach out and like, you can understand their plight.
Right. And one thing that I think is very interesting is I'm fairly certain that all of us were taught at an early age, don't hit people and don't take their stuff. But for some weird reason, it seems as though once people hit, you know, like the probably late 20s, early 30s, they start thinking that it's all of a sudden okay to hit people and take their stuff because, well, I can do so much better with this. We can do all of these things. We can pave roads. We can build schools. We can, you know, shoot things in space. We can bomb people around the world if we just hit people and take their stuff.
Well, the excuse wouldn't have worked on the playground if, you know, you and your friends surrounded some kid and said, well, we all took a vote. Billy, you've got to hand over your lunch money. It would be pretty clear that that is also unacceptable. Like, it's not okay when you sock Billy in the face to take his lunch money by yourself, nor is it okay if you take a vote and if, you know, 90% or 51% or whatever the people on the playground think Billy should have his money taken from him. That doesn't make it okay. And just because you're, like you said, 30 or 50 or however old you are, and that there's 300,000 voters or 30 million voters or whatever the number is, that still doesn't make it okay to threaten Billy or anyone for that matter. So, again, if you got a good idea, then fund it on a consensual basis. Let's go to Diane. She's listening to WVFT-FM in Tallahassee. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I'd like to talk about Bill Cosby and what was done to him when he began to speak out and it was not PC. I mean, if they can destroy Bill Cosby, they, whoever they are, can destroy any of us if we say something that is not politically correct.
Well, it's certainly true. If the state or whoever it is, the powers that be, want you, they will figure out a way to get you. But I got to say, I didn't follow intimately the Bill Cosby allegations. I know there are several allegations by multiple women that he perhaps drugged and had sex with them. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, but that was 30 years ago. He had paid them off. Bill Cosby started talking about how African Americans should get over the Civil War. They should speak correct English. They should dress properly. And here come these women that 30 years ago, he had paid them off when he was at the height of his success, when he was Dr. Huxtable and everybody loved him. Did they come out then? No.
Because they had been given hush money, according to you.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but he came out and started talking, and it was not politically correct. So they destroyed him.
Well, I mean, that seems like a conspiracy theory. I mean, Bill Cosby for a long time has been advocating for education and people being well-spoken and all of that. I mean, that's nothing new. And
oh,
is
yes,
it really
true?
No, it's not. I remember him saying things like that in the recent past or, you know, in the ways back. But anyway, there's
the man's got a doctorate in education. So, like, education is this man's passion.
Right. And everybody loved him.
Well, until he started raping people.
Allegedly. No. And look, I don't know about this claim that it's all 30 years. I'm looking at a timeline here. And let's see. We'll see if I can pull out some more information about when these things allegedly happened, Diane. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREAKS. There are a lot of accusations, and maybe they are all 30 years old, but, you know, like I said, I haven't dug deeply into this. If you know more, you can share your thoughts here with us at 855-450-FREE and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still to come here tonight, if we get the chance, we'll talk about the meth-dealing mayor, or the allegedly meth-dealing mayor, here in moments. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When you go to bed tonight, concentrate on the position of your head and neck. Is it straight, your spine straight and parallel to the floor? If not, you should get the MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck to the proper position. There are different fill levels available with MyPillow. I've been sleeping with it for months now, and it has been a great pillow. In fact, probably the best pillow I've ever used, because it not only does what it says it's going to do, but also you can keep the thing clean by putting it in the washer and drying it in your dryer, which is on its own a pretty amazing thing. Plus, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't believe what we're saying about it, try it out for yourself. If you don't like it, you can send it back. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL when you order, and you'll get a second pillow for free, or you can get one pillow for half off. It's up to you. MyPillow.com with code FTL. There's a 10-year warranty on the product, and again, a 60-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. Give this thing a try. MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we go back to Diane, now, I did say I wanted to pull up some data here because, you know, it's one thing to take people's word for something when they call in, and generally we will, but she's making the claim that all the allegations against Bill Cosby were from something like 30 years ago. But a quick look at a basic timeline of events shows that there are allegations within the last decade or so against Cosby.
The most recent that I'm seeing from, I'm not looking at the timeline, I'm looking at a different article. Most recent that I'm seeing is 2008.
Yep, 2008 is the most recent, and then prior to that, in 2005, a woman named Andrea Constand told police that Cosby assaulted her a year earlier at his mansion in Pennsylvania. The former Temple University employee said he invited her home after a dinner, gave her pills for stress and tension, then helped her to a sofa where she became dizzy and sick. She awoke with her clothing in disarray. She said she drove herself home and decided not to report what happened to police because of Cosby's fame and her position as a women's basketball administrator. Instead, she said she contacted a lawyer. In 2015, a judge released court documents revealing that Cosby admitted in 2005 that he got Quaaludes, which is a sedative used recreationally as a party drug with the intent of giving them to young women that he wanted to have sex with. You've got an actual quote, Daryl, from that trial, right?
The actual quote was the question that was asked, and his one-word answer was yes.
And the question was?
When you got the Quaaludes, was it in your mind that you were going to use the Quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with?
And he said yes to that. I mean, Diane, this was within the last, you know, decade here, basically, that that happened. So that pokes a hole in your claim. Now, I'm not saying that your theory is false, necessarily, that maybe somebody is out to get Cosby and it's some sort of conspiracy. But, you know, there sure are a lot of allegations against him. And they are
right.
A lot of just allegations.
I believe that he probably did it. But my point is, the couple in San Bernardino that killed all those people, their neighbors saw something that they thought was suspicious, but they were afraid to speak up. My point is, if they can destroy Bill Cosby, they can destroy you or me or anyone.
Oh, of course. Well, I agree with you there. If they decide you're worth targeting, they'll just come up with something to, you know, slander you with or, you know, manufacture some evidence or, you know, just...
Who are they? Who is they?
People who are in positions of power. People who wish to, you know,
FBI,
retain.
FBI, CIA, the NSA, your local police department, the city council in your town, the mayor.
Yeah, I mean, these are people in positions of power who would like to stay there. They would like to continue to have that power and to be able to wield that power for the benefit of their friends and to punish their enemies. And it's certainly true that if you make enough waves and you stick your head up above the water, so to speak, and you're a troublemaker, you upset the apple cart, there's a chance they're going to target you, just like they did with Martin Luther King and others historically throughout time. Now, again, I'm not, like you're saying here, maybe Cosby did these things. It sure does seem like he is, you know, if he's admitting to having acquired Quaaludes for the purpose of drugging women in a deposition or in a court hearing, that's a pretty damning admission.
And
so.
There's a quote from this article that I have from Business Insider from one of the earlier victims, someone that said that she was assaulted back in the 70s, Tamara Green. She was asked why she never went to the police. She said, quote, "It never works out for the victim unless you're bleeding and there's DNA and an eyewitness. I was 19. He was the king of the world. Nobody would have believed me."
Probably true. Diane, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe not all of the allegations are true, but given the large number of allegations, given his admission that he had acquired Quaaludes for the purpose of drugging young women, you know, it sure as hell seems like some of these allegations likely hold water.
And once somebody sees, oh, other people are brave enough to come forward to talk about what happened to them, that is going to then, you know, wind up giving other people the courage to come forward. And, of course, it's going to wind up, you know, some of the people that just want to have their 15 minutes of fame be like, oh, yeah, that happened to me, too.
Sure. You know, so the 2008 case that you mentioned being the most recent one, Chloe Goines, this is all according to the L.A. Times, got a timeline of Cosby. Chloe Goines, a model, meets with LAPD in January in 2008, or met with them, to discuss her allegations that Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion in 2008. She is the first woman accusing Cosby of sexual misconduct whose case may fall within the statute of limitations. In a 2015 January statement, Cosby's attorney, Martin Singer, writes Cosby was in New York that night that Goines says he was at the Playboy Mansion. So, you know, maybe she's one of those people who is seeking attention. But, and I don't know how many of, you know, dozens of women have come forward at this point, but it's not unbelievable. It's apparently 40, more than 40 of them. He's now 78 years old. It's not unbelievable that someone like Cosby, who is in a position of not really power, but certainly influence.
Right.
I mean, he's a very popular comedian, children's host who, I mean, a lot of us, I'm in my 30s, you're in your 30s. Daryl, I remember growing up with Picture Pages on Nickelodeon, which was hosted by Bill Cosby. Huge, very, very popular, you know, children's product. This guy is everywhere. And
I mostly remember him from The Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show, yep.
America's Dad, they called him.
And, of course, lots of movies and all that. I remember growing up hearing albums of his stand-up routines that were very, very funny. So when somebody's as beloved as Bill Cosby is, you know, if he gets accused of doing terrible things, there's some level of protection there for him, and you know, because people just won't believe the accusations, and that doesn't mean that he didn't do those things, right? That maybe he is taking advantage of his fame. Maybe he is taking advantage of his position and the ease that he would be able to, you know, get women into bed with him. And you know, the funny thing is, he could probably do it without drugging them. So that's
right.
the saddest thing about this.
But the thing is, with rapists, it's not about the sex. It's about the power.
The power.
And the control.
That's sick. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. We've got plenty of time for you. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. By the way, I was just informed that we are apparently being broadcast over at the Jackalope Freedom Festival. So
nice. Yeah, that thing's going on this weekend.
Yep. So welcome to our listeners out there camping out in, was it northern Arizona?
Undisclosed location in Arizona.
It's obviously disclosed. There's a bunch of people there. So I'm sure anybody who wants to know could probably figure out where it's being held.
Look for the Jackalope.
Yep. So welcome to all of our listeners all over the globe. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Of course, if you've got Bitcoin, and I bet a lot of people out of the Jackalope Freedom Festival do, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, JAXX.io is the website. That's where you can get it. It's cross-platform, so you can have it on your phone, laptop, desktop, you know, pretty much whatever computing device you have. There's likely a Jax for you. You can get it through your favorite app store if you prefer, or just go straight to JAXX.io. And there's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as DAO tokens, and more currencies are on the way. Plus, Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Plus, in the Jax app, you can actually shapeshift between the different currencies. So you want to convert some Bitcoin into Ether or vice versa, you can do that without ever having to leave the Jax wallet, which is very awesome. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. So you don't have to worry if you, you know, lose your phone or drop it in a lake or something like that. Jax is available to you for free, of course, over at Jax.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, J-A-X-X. .io. As we go to China, where Ian is on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Ian.
The major media had him convicted before anybody knew anything.
What's wrong with that? He's talking about
Cosby. Yeah. I mean, the major media, just like they are with Trump, you don't read anything good. Everything is keep the public afraid, keep the public angry. Let's fry this guy. I don't care if he did it. Let's burn him.
Well, I have a problem with people being convicted before any evidence has been presented. And it's certainly not, you know, it's not fun when the media piles onto somebody. But this guy also did have multiple women coming out with some pretty outrageous allegations. I mean, isn't
it
possible?
Because there's a lot of money to be had.
Is there, though?
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
They can jointly... All they need is a conviction, and that's grounds for civil suit.
But many of these cases are beyond the statute of limitations.
Most of these cases are civil suit because the statute of limitations has run out. There's the one case. There's exactly one case where the statute of limitations has not yet run out.
I guess what I'm saying is I just think that the media has far too much sway, far too much push, and should be held more accountable for the crap they print.
Well, the only way.
What are you going to do? File a lawsuit against the CEO of ABC and NBC because they talk about a story too much?
Well, I hate to turn to China for the example, but a local paper did a story on a man heavily implicating him in the murder and rape of a little girl. It went through the trial, and for some weird reason, he was found not guilty. Weird reason being, they caught the guy who really did it. Mm. Unfortunately, this other guy had already been convicted in the court of public opinion. Tell me that doesn't happen in America.
Oh, it absolutely does happen, and it's horrifying when that occurs, no doubt about it. But as far as holding the media accountable, I mean, the only really, you know, the way that you can do that is by becoming the media and, holding them accountable by competing with them and putting your opinion out there about what matters and what they're doing and that's wrong and that you want people to know about.
Well, page two, you and anarchy seem to be very good friends because what I'm hearing, libertarianism is another word for anarchy.
No, I mean, anarchy suggests that there are no rules, and...
It actually means no rulers.
I know that that's what it means.
If you take libertarian philosophy to its logical extent, then yes, you would be advocating for no coercive state.
But hold on, Daryl. I think you got to remember, when people think about anarchy, they don't necessarily know that it means no rulers, which is what you specified there. They think of it as no rules. I mean, there's people out there throwing Molotov cocktails, calling themselves anarchists, dressing in black, shoving dumpsters around.
Yeah, there's people that are shooting others and dropping bombs on them, and they're calling themselves peacekeepers.
Yeah, I get that.
That's chaos.
But it's important to point out that as a voluntarist, I believe that all human interaction should be consensual. And does that mean that I think the state should be abolished? Yes, of course, that's what it means. But that doesn't mean that I support anarchy. I support having rules. I don't think there's anything wrong with rules. I may ask you to take your shoes off when you come into my home, and that's because I believe in the idea of private property. And on private property owners can set rules. So there could be some societies in the absence of the state that are actually more restrictive and more controlled by consent of the members within it as compared to what we have today.
My major concern is what I'm hearing about libertarianism, it's accepting that all people are basically good and sweet and kind.
Most people
communism
are.
Assumed the same thing.
Well, communism is the idea of forcing people to distribute the things that they have amongst one another, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, or so they claim. And the thing is that there's the use of force in there. If people want to come together and share the things that they have on a consensual basis, that fits within the voluntarist framework. That fits within the free marketplace. Within the free market, you can have a voluntary commune. People do have communes today, and they don't force people by the threat of violence to stay on the commune or to join the commune or whatever. So,
what about micro-government, county by county? If I don't like it in ABC County, I'll go over to CDE County, where they like the rules.
Well, if by county. That's better than having that's better than having a national government or a state government. So the smaller is better. It's more accountable to the people there than people thousands of miles or hundreds of miles away.
I would rather government, if they are to exist, not be tied to geography.
Sure. I mean, I'm only
and
saying
it's not an unheard of situation. Ireland, for thousands of years, was a polycentric civilization. Polycentric meaning many centers. So the governance was not tied to geography and vice versa.
Gentlemen, I want to say this. I love the hell out of your show. If you had a show like this in China, I mean, you know, Chinese hosts in the work, and they were allowed to live, oh boy, I tell you, we'd see some serious change. It is my prayer that more and more Americans listen to your show.
Thank you. I hope more people around the globe are able to hear the ideas of liberty. And Ian, I appreciate your call tonight. We've, of course, been doing our satellite fundraiser, which we can tell you more about, to help expose people around the world to the ideas of liberty and peace, because they are great ideas. They don't just belong here in the United States. They're a worldwide appeal. People all around the globe want to be free. They want to live their lives the way they want. And so long as they don't harm anyone else, they should be able to do that. So that's the message that we're bringing here. The satellite fundraiser is happening right now, and you can get behind it by going to fund.lrn.fm. That's fund, fund.lrn.fm. Just yesterday, we announced your additional perk, Daryl, that you've generously offered up, which includes an audiobook version of A Rebel's Journey. That's your book, your memoir. And there's also the PDF version of the very same book, so you can read it or you can listen to it. And that is available to anyone who contributes as a fundraiser to the satellite fundraiser at fund.lrn.fm. And there's other perks there as well. It's an Indiegogo fundraiser. And we're looking to get another satellite channel on board over Europe, as well as North Africa and a good chunk of the Middle East and even some of Russia. So not quite to Asia yet. But if somebody wants to pony up the money to broadcast to Asia, I would love to do that. I'd be happy to. Just I don't have the money to do it right now. And as far as priorities are concerned, I'd rather get on in Europe, where, you know, it's a fairly popular satellite that we want to get on. Anyway, you can learn more about it. Fund.lrn.fm. There's about 2 weeks left in the fundraiser. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition continuing with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can also call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We go back to the phones, to the fun. We got Dale listening to WNIS in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, Dale.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I got a question for you. This Bitcoin, I was wanting to try to get some Bitcoins.
Yes.
And I tried to look online, Google it, and it was talking about that you can pay either card or credit card or PayPal. But when I clicked on the credit card, it was charging me, like, if I wanted to get, like, $5, it was going to charge me, like, $15. And then if I decided I was going to go with PayPal to pay for it, it was only going to be, like, $5 cheaper or something like that for the same amount of money.
What service were you looking at? Because there are a lot of ways that you can get Bitcoin that do not have those enormous fees.
Oh, well, I was just trying to figure out, Bitcoin sounds pretty cool, but do you have any suggestions, any sites I can go to? I got my pencil and paper ready before I can figure this
sure.
The same words.
I would recommend starting at bitcoin.com. It's not only one of our advertisers, but it's actually a really good site with a lot of good introductory kind of information on how to acquire Bitcoin. I recommend the Jax wallet. That's what we're recommending here as the official wallet of Free Talk Live. So first thing you got to decide is which wallet to get. And they're all free. So you can go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, and you can download the wallet there. And then in order to load it up with Bitcoin, again, there are a bunch of different options out there. And really the question is, how much privacy do you want to give up? So if you're willing to, you know, if you've got a bank account and you're willing to completely give up your privacy, then you can get Bitcoin as cheap as 1% over the market cost through companies like Coinbase, who are completely obedient to, you know, state rules and things like that. And then there's also people who will sell you Bitcoin individually. You can go to localbitcoins.com and get them from an individual in your area, or you can go to coinatmradar.com. And
I'm on that site right now, and it looks like there are at least two Bitcoin ATMs or Bitcoin vending machines in the Norfolk area.
Right, so you can physically walk to one of those stores or go to one of those stores, walk in, put cash into a machine, and then the machine will vend Bitcoin into your wallet. So there are a bunch of different ways to get your digital hands on Bitcoin. But Bitcoin.com is a good start.
You said coinatmradar.com?
Yep. Yes. Great website. Really easy to find the locations of physical locations where you can actually go and get Bitcoin from a machine. Now, some of the machines have more security requirements than others, so I don't know what the requirements are there. Sometimes you can get those details from CoinATM Radar where it'll tell you, oh, well, if you want to get more than this amount of Bitcoin, then you might have to scan a copy of your driver's license. Some machines respect your privacy. It just all depends on how they're set up and who the operators are. But there are, you know, again,
you have to have a wallet, you say, a purse, a wallet first?
Correct. The Bitcoin wallet is basically, that's sort of the regular terminology for what essentially is a set of keys, cryptographic keys. Each Bitcoin wallet has private and public keys. So what you do is, if you want someone to send you Bitcoin, you give them your public key, and then they can send you Bitcoin. You can share it with them in a QR code format, or you can just give them the actual long, it's basically, it looks like a jumble of letters and numbers.
16 characters, I believe.
I don't know how many it is, but it usually begins with a 1 or a 3, depending on the type of wallet that it is. So there's a lot to learn about this, and Bitcoin.com, I think, is probably the best place to go for someone who's brand new to it. It's really an exciting time to be alive, because Bitcoin, for those that don't know, is a decentralized currency. It is not created by a government. It's not created by a bank. It was created by someone called Satoshi Nakamoto, and no one knows who that is. We don't know if it's a male, a female, a group of people, space aliens. You know, we don't know who created this code, but it was released to the world in 2009. We're now in the seventh year of Bitcoin's existence, and it's just been a wild ride so far. And Bitcoin is the most valuable, arguably the most valuable currency on the face of the planet at the moment, with right now the current price in U.S. dollars being approximately $591 per Bitcoin. Now, the thing that people need to know is you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, so you don't have to buy a full Bitcoin. If you can't afford $600, if you can afford $1, you can get Bitcoin. You can get a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, which probably breaks down to like 0.000. Or something like that. 0.001.
Is that why I saw that thing that said get 0.0015 or something like that?
Yep. Exactly.
That mean?
Yep. You got it.
Like if I wanted $15, is that, you know, like one of the things I saw in there was like minimum $15 to buy. And I'm like, okay, so I put in 15, and it came out with this 0.000.
Yep, yep. So it's telling you how much Bitcoin that would get you. So now when you go and you buy from a Bitcoin vending machine, you're usually going to pay more because you're paying for convenience. Whereas if, like I said, you go through a Coinbase or one of the other Bitcoin exchanges, then you have to give up your personal information to them. You've got to give them your bank account info, and then they can actually literally just ACH money directly from your bank account, and then you get the Bitcoin, you know, instantly, basically, because of that.
Okay. I saw one guy was wanting to do it through eBay? What they use? PayPal, right? So he was using PayPal to do that, and they were charging, you know, it was like $3-4, whatever to charge. And I'm just like, well, why do you want to get money for giving me a big, you know, I didn't know how the system worked.
Well, you've got to make money, too. I mean, generally, people who exchange currency have to make money on the process. Otherwise, it's not a viable business. And further, the thing with PayPal, the reason why you won't see a lot of people offering Bitcoin for PayPal is because Bitcoin's irreversible. This is one of the features of Bitcoin. When I send you Bitcoin, if you were to give me your wallet ID and I were to send you Bitcoin, I can't contact somebody and say, hey, Dale didn't, you know, do what he said he was going to do for that Bitcoin, and so please reverse the transaction. Like you can with a credit card. Like you can, if you put something on a credit card or a PayPal or whatever, you can contact the company and you can say, well, this person scammed me or whatever, you know, stop that payment. And so the person who's selling Bitcoin for PayPal is taking on a super high level of risk in that as soon as if they're selling it for PayPal, they transfer you the Bitcoin and then you send them a PayPal. Well, if you decide, oh, I'm going to stop payment from PayPal or try to reverse that transaction, they get that PayPal puts that money on hold. They can't actually cash that money out, but you still got the Bitcoin. So it's a much higher level of risk for that person, which is why they'll likely charge more if they're even willing to do it through PayPal or a credit card in the first place. So start out at Bitcoin.com, and Dale, let us know how it goes. Thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There's a lot of reasons why someone would want to learn about Bitcoin and get into it. One of the reasons is that there's virtually no fees. They're very, very small. There are fees to send money, but it's different from the...
It's pennies.
Right. A handful of pennies, typically at most, to send any amount of money. It doesn't matter if it's $50, $50,000, or 50 cents. You're likely going to pay about 4 or 5 cents in a fee to transmit that to anywhere in the globe. So to get rid of those fees is really important. And if you think about this, when you're running a business and you accept credit cards, there's usually about a 3% fee sort of behind the scenes. It's transparent to the customer. They don't see it. In fact, most credit card companies make it against the rules. It's a violation of terms of service to break out the credit card fee for somebody or to give a cash price. So sometimes you'll see gas pumps say, if you pay with cash, we'll give you 5% off or something right. like that, or 2% or 3% off. Most of the time, that's a violation of the credit card's terms of service because they don't want people to think about the fees that are involved. They just want the customer to think, oh, this is a convenient way to pay. When in reality, it costs the business to accept that credit card, whereas if you pay cash, the business gets to take more of that money. Same thing with Bitcoin. If you pay with Bitcoin, the business keeps more of the money from the transaction rather than it going to the big banks and to these credit card companies. But further, with Bitcoin, it's the sender, the person who's paying, who pays the fee. It's not the vendor. So you as the sender actually pays the 5% extra for the ability
you
to send
5 cents.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the five cents or whatever the amount is. It's not always 5 cents. It could be less or whatever.
Right, but you had said 5%.
Yeah,
it's definitely not 5%. It's maybe
four or
5 cents.
Right.
And speaking about the credit cards, I've noticed several businesses, especially the ones where they sell, like, drinks and snacks, they'll have something by the cash register.
Minimums.
Minimum $5 for credit or debit card.
Because they'll lose money. If
yes.
it's a dollar, if it's a dollar Coca-Cola or something like that, sometimes there's a 30-cent fee, like with
30
PayPal.
30 cent per transaction plus 3.9%?
Yep. It's typically 2.9, but stuff like American Express is as high as 5 or Discover 5%. So $855, $450, free. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Hour 3 is coming up of Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.